Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon. Sue Studio.
Kelly Grant.
The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon you can watch on YouTube. Joining me is the lovely, the talented, just the generally well-rounded individual that is Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelorette podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Why, thanks, Ben.
Yeah, you are welcome, sir. You're welcome. Everyone, welcome to the show. We're going to talk some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today. Before we get into that, we'd be loath to not tell you that we also, if you're a Game of Thrones person or someone in your household is, we have Winter is Crappening, where we bring our unique Crappens voice to the world of Game of Thrones. And it's really fun for us, and we think it'll be really fun for you guys if you follow Game of Thrones. So go check that out. And then we are going to all sorts of places, going to Irvine, California in May, to talk the season premiere of Southern Charm. And then in June, we're going to Milwaukee and Minneapolis, where there's like not a lot of tickets left in Minneapolis. So if you're on the fence, get them now. July, we're going to Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And we also have a Nashville show we just announced for September. So a lot of fun things on the horizon. If you're interested in any of those shows, go to watchacrappens.com and you can find ticket links there. As well as links to our
links
beautiful
for t-shirts. Yeah, so we have new t-shirts. We have Straight to the Rosé. And another one. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Rosé all day. So go get those. All your merch needs. That's limited time only summer shirts. So go get those. Those are at crappensmerch.com or watchwhatcrappens.com. And today, here we are with previously on The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which is Lisa's new show. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. She's actually demolished Kitchen Island. She has taken it and moved it out of her house. She wants a better Kitchen Island, one that's brighter, a new era of Kitchen Islandry.
Yeah, now I'll say this right up front. You all know I love Lisa Vanderpump and take a lot of crap for, you know, for giving a lot of the stuff that she does, even though I totally know she's guilty of most of it. But I will not stand for someone just not showing up to work. This is going to bother me. It's only the first episode, I think, or maybe the second, that this has happened. I'm not here for watching Lisa Vanderpump dodder around her kitchen with her husband.
Yeah.
Where, you know, complaining about how everyone's mean to her. If you're going to leave the show and come back at another time. Don't just make me watch you do solo scenes with Ken, because I'm not here for that, Mary.
I agree. I actually you know, it's like when Kim Zolciak stormed off Real Housewives of Atlanta. She stormed off, and then that was it. She was gone until she was back. But, I don't want to watch a whole bunch of solo scenes. Although it looks like next week we do have a scene with Lisa and Ken and PK and Dorit. So that will be worth watching, theoretically.
Yeah,
but I know what you're saying.
You're giving the other ones too much of a platform by doing this. You know, yes, they were dicks. You need to just show up and say, you guys are dicks. You're accusing me of stuff I didn't do. I'm not going to admit it. If you don't want to hang out with me anymore, fine. But I'm not going to show up and get yelled at and told off by people who, this is none of your business, Lisa Rinna. How about you fuck off? This is none of your business, Teddy. Okay. Well, yeah, the one who was texting with the guy in the first place. Like, stand up for yourself or don't. But don't make me sit here and watch you have tea with Ken, because I'm not going to do that.
Because also when she does those solo scenes, it then means that we then have to watch the other women, you know, act like they're the victims of all this and be like, I mean, why doesn't Lisa want to come play with us? I mean, it's just like, just play with us. Just play with us. You know, it's like, well, you guys were like horrific to her and she, it hurt her feelings. So she's left, but she should leave. If she's going to leave, leave. Because otherwise, if you hang around, then they are starting to have a point. Then shoot with them and, like, have some fun explosive scenes for us.
Yeah, because the tides turned really quickly on Housewives, as we all know. And right now, the internet tides are pro-Vanderpump, I think, pretty overwhelmingly. I mean, to the degree that Eric is going on podcasts saying that it's all bots. Mm. You know, like, when people are saying that you're hiring your Russian bots, like, I mean, you know it's going in Lisa Vanderpump's favor.
Yeah, okay? And I actually really resent this notion that, you know, like, the way that they are dismissing people who are pro-Vanderpump as being, oh, we're just, like, blind Vanderpump devotees. I was willing to not be on her side, like, for sure. I just feel like I looked at the situation, I was like, I don't know, I kind of... I'm on Lisa Vanderpump's side when I look at this. I mean, ultimately, Dorit did something wrong. She sort of didn't... She didn't really cop to it. And she acted like she was the victim in all this. And I just... I don't know. Like, the way that everything... Like, from what I saw, my heart was more on Lisa Vanderpump's side, honestly. And I was not... Well, it's not because I like Lisa Vanderpump, because I like a lot of the women on the other side, too.
I feel like she's just really overplaying her hand at this point, because the tides do... change quickly, and everyone's on her side right now. But if this is going to turn into 10 more episodes of Lisa complaining about what a victim she is on a Housewives show, this is a Housewives show. You still have to show up and defend yourself. I think you're in the right so far, but you still need to either show up or stay home. Okay, you can't just sit there and talk about how everybody's so mean to you. I can't.
Right.
And I love her, but I can't with this.
And also, the truth is that, you know, the lifestyle scenes of Lisa really are not as compelling as they were 8 years ago. So if I'm going to have to sit and watch her, you know, put bows in her dog's hair or in Pandy's hair or Ken's hair, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah. So we open with Teddy and Kyle.
This is also not going to work for me, by the way, this scene. I was already, like, not in. Teddy and Kyle, as you were saying before,
episode,
I interrupted with my anger.
This episode started very troubling. Okay, it had a very troubling start. Yeah. I'm like, oh god. So now we're gonna have to watch Teddy and Kyle. Okay. Mm.
Well, yeah, and they
so
take their kids.
They're going to this makeup lady because a lady named Samantha saw Portia do makeup videos or something, doing someone's makeup on Instagram, and was like, oh my god, she's perfect for a holiday photo shoot. Also, you know, it's like an Instagram advertiser. So,
yeah.
Of course, she sees someone with a million followers.
Yeah, they're like basically go to like a WeWork, and this woman is like, I was like, are you guys so excited to get your makeup done? We have a whole 90210 snow set up for you. And I was like, ugh, I hate this. I hate this. It's like, I did not come here to watch Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, Portia's really good at makeup, and she'd love to be a YouTube star or a makeup artist, and I will support all of her talents. It's like,
okay.
Could you be more specific?
Listen. I'm going to say two things that will probably get me into hot water. First of all, you know who else, like, wants to be a YouTube star is Lori Loughlin's daughter. Second of all, I also don't think, like, aspiring to be a YouTube star is great. I don't know if that's, like, me being an old codger, because YouTube stars make a huge amount of money, so it's probably just me being jealous of YouTube stars. I get it. But, so here's what I'm going to say that will probably get me into hot water, and I'm just going to say from my personal experience... Living out here in Los Angeles for the past 18 years, I've met a lot of makeup artists out here in LA and become friends with some of them, and great people, and every single one of them is crazy out of their minds. I'm not saying that's the way it goes for all makeup artists. I'm just saying the ones that I've met have all been without exception. It's crazy. It's the one thing without exception. Absolutely batshit crazy.
Oh man. Well, so, that's Porsche's path. So as long as she doesn't drive a tiny car every day to it, I'm for it.
That's okay? Why I'm saying I'm concerned. Again, because there are a lot of non-crazy makeup artists out there, I guarantee it, and I'm sure many listen, and so I totally get it. You guys are probably the normal ones, okay?
You just made your bed. If we ever have to get our makeup done for anything, I'm going to look adorable, and you're going to have prip
face. Well, I only said the ones that I've met. I'm not saying that they all are, but that being said, I'm sure that Kyle has met some crazy ones too, so I feel like she probably, if her daughter says I want to be a makeup artist, I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Time will tell. We watch these little kids grow up. So Teddy is
don't
like,
don't forget,
okay,
who's a makeup artist.
Vida Javid. Don't think you're wearing makeup every day just because you're getting it today. Okay. I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy. So Teddy is like, the world of makeup has changed every day since I was a kid. And then they show a picture of Teddy dressed as Minnie Mouse, which doesn't seem to have anything to do with the world of makeup. But I loved that they did that to her.
I mean, one day you're Minnie Mouse and then you're, you know, getting your kids' makeup done. I'm Teddy.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, I like really didn't want to have makeup. And then finally one day I was like, I'm going to do emo makeup. And like, I dyed my hair eggplant. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Yeah, my mom was like, you're not going out like that. And I was like, why are you stifling who I am? So I dyed my hair eggplant.
So now in the middle of this, Kyle gets a picture from Camille about the bridesmaid dress. Kyle just signed up to be bridesmaid.
So Camille. This is so Camille to do this to her bridesmaids.
She's like, she basically has, there's like a, it's like a navy dress with like a little cap sleeve. And Kyle is furious, and she doesn't want to be furious on camera, but she's furious.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna have a tiny squished pork chop arm. And I'm like, yeah, why do you think she picked it? Do you honestly think Camille Grammer is gonna let anybody look better than her at her wedding?
Camille is playing the long game. She's like, oh, I'm gonna finally get back to Kyle after what she did to me season one. It took me 9 years, but here I am, cap sleeves.
So they're talking about this RV trip they're going to take, and Teddy's like, well, I mean, I don't have anything organized, but you know, my husband has an RV cause like, you know, he likes going to games. I'm like, oh God, he's that guy.
He bought an RV just to go to a Rams game. I mean,
yeah, this is so Teddy, you know, this pretty much sums up everything wrong with Teddy this season. Yeah. My husband has an RV to go to games. You know, I'm done with you, Teddy. Okay. I'm officially done.
I'm not done with Teddy. I still have a place in my heart for her. Cause you know, ever since Lisa called her Teddy Bear, she'll always be Teddy Bear to me too. But I really don't approve of this. I support RVs and I support going to football games and tailgating. I just think it's weird to buy an RV in LA to go like from the hills to like downtown so you can,
you know who I'm, yeah, you know who I'm mad for? The neighbors. Because you know they park that thing on their tiny little street. Nobody can get up or down the street while they're trying to go anywhere. And you know, it's like an eyesore, and people pay millions of dollars to live there, and they have to deal with this fucking thing. It looks like a tour bus.
It's just like a big, excessive, not good for the planet thing. Like, how about you get a hibachi grill, okay, and put it in the trunk?
So they're going to do this RV trip, and Erica, they show a clip of them deciding to do it, and Erica's like,
I definitely want to go camping.
I was like, well, thanks for the flashback, guys.
thanks for really informing us of the different layers going on here. We then go to Rinna's house, and she has chopped the fuck out of her pillows. Like, they are all molar teeth that have just been extracted. I don't know if you noticed, but they, like, she must have gone to every single pillow and done some sort of, like, she must have taken a baseball bat to them. Be like, I need to get those. You need to chop in the center. Because they were like thwacked. I mean, it was like that crease was all the way down to the middle of that pillow.
I'm not taking this from you today, pillows.
I don't want to see a single flat top to any pillow. I need to chop every single one. Not today, pillow. Not today. How are you?
How are you, pillow? How are you? Hi, I'm Lisa Rinna. Hi.
So she's FaceTiming, or she's on the phone with Harry, and she's like, Harry, the carpet guys are here, but we don't have those poles. He's like, what poles, honey? She's like, the poles for the carpet, Harry, the poles for the carpet. He's like, oh, they're in the basement. She's like, yeah, Harry can do anything. I mean, everything's easier when he's here. He's like a human Xanax. He's like, okay, first of all, let's talk about this. Harry hides the poles from you. So that you have to call and say, where are the poles at? So that he can be a hero in the end. This relationship is now creeping me out.
A very elaborate low stakes scheme.
Well, that's marriage, you know. You get each other any way you can.
Yeah. Or he just doesn't want poles hanging around, because who wants random poles in the apartment? Am I right? So then Lisa decides to FaceTime Erica, who's like in rehearsal on stage, and so she's like, "Guess who I'm here with? All the guys. I'm on stage." Like, "Hi!"
Like, "Yes, it's everybody!" Yes.
And Rena's like, "Oh my god, I love those glasses!" And they're the stupidest fucking glasses I've ever seen in my life. They're ridiculous. These humongous pink. It's like Milton Berle, you know, on an island.
Not
glasses.
Mad at it. Not mad
and
at it.
She's like, "Oh yeah, the Gucci." Yes, Erica, we figured.
Yeah,
we figured crazy face.
Yeah. So Rinna's telling Erica that Lisa didn't show up to Camille's shower, and then she told Camille that she wasn't actually invited. By the way, our theory last week, we said, isn't it possible that that Vanderpump just blocked Kyle, because Kyle kept on saying delivered as if that was like proof of anything. Like, delivered only means that the text went through. It doesn't mean it was actually seen. So Lisa actually said in a blog this week, I didn't read the whole thing, but in the blog she said, "I blocked Kyle after she left my house and Hanky couldn't get her ankles. I blocked her."
She said, "Why would I want to go to that anyway with a bunch of women who have been mean to me?" But she didn't say whether or not she got the invitation. So yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. So Rinda's
I still
upset.
Think she did, and she just ignored it. Let's see here. Yeah, Erica's like, "We're sold out." And Erica just keeps, like, she does not give a fuck about this conversation. Mm-hmm. All she's doing is turning in circles with her phone held out so you could see the stage and the audience and stuff like that. And Rinna's just still trying to talk about Vanderpump.
Yeah, exactly. And now Rinna's upset that Vanderpump hasn't reached out to speak to anyone in the group. It's like, don't just turn your back on us. I mean, even though we turned our back on you, like, don't turn your back on us.
We're friends. Reach out and speak. Come on. And also notice that Erica dropped, "Oh, yeah, the invitation. The invitation to the shower. I know. I got one through an email." Mm-hmm. So they're getting that in there. So Vanderpump can't just say she didn't get the text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we go to a gym in Malibu where Aaron and Denise are like working out / getting ready to have round 45 of sex for the day. Aaron's lifting weights. He's like,
oh, yeah.
And I realized that like when Aaron talks, he really does talk like he's in a softcore porn. He sort of has that like monotone voice of a bad actor with like mixed with the crappy dialogue that they put in to try to like make the softcore porn feel like at least there's a movie going on around the sex scenes, you know? Like, everything he says sounds like softcore porn, like non-sex scene parts.
Like, oh, yeah. She's like, "God, I love fucking working out with Aaron. What a motherfucking hot piece of dick that guy is. You know, I forget how hot he is. We wake up at 5 in the morning, fuck every day, and go to the gym. Yeah, you can call it our second workout of the day."
Like, go, Denise. Damn, yeah. Girl.
She just lets it all out. It's
I
amazing.
Love Trailer Park Denise. She's cracking me up. I'm so glad she's on this show.
She's so good and does nothing but just so good.
And for those of you who are like, how dare you call her Trailer Park? She was hanging out with Miss Vicky Gumbelson this weekend, so don't argue with me,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't argue with me, please.
Yeah. And half these women are about to go on a trip on an RV anyway, so enough. So yeah. Then she's like, "Well, you know what? I feel bad for Lisa, mainly because she's not having sex every morning at 5 a.m. But on top of that, no one likes her anymore. So I think there's been a miscommunication and, you know, I want to mediate it. I have a lot of experience being a mediator because I've had a lot of fucking mediation with my ex." And then she just smiles. I love that. She says this shit and then just smiles at us like, you know what I mean.
Oh, and then she starts crying because her kid texts asks if she can go to the dance, and she's like, "Yeah, I just feel bad. I feel like I fucked up a lot with their dad, you know. Time just goes so fast."
It's so hard to go from fucking up with her dad to now just fucking a new dad. God, it's hard.
Yeah. And Aaron's "Sure, you know, you did the best you could, and from my perspective, I wouldn't change a thing because everything that's happened into my life has led me to you." I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, everything in your life has gotten better and better and better.
Yeah, Mr. Like energy magnetism consultant.
DNA repair.
Yeah, whatever it is. And by the way, you gave him way too much inflection, okay? Because it was more like, "It's okay, baby. They'll always be your daughters.
Every road boys. Leads back to you, baby.
Every road leads back to you, baby.
And she's like, but you're not a parent. And he goes, well, maybe I got kids floating around out there. And I don't know. And she just stares at him and he's like, I am kidding.
She's like, she's like, I know. She's like, with a dick like that, I know you ain't fucking kidding. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby.
So then we get Dorit in the car, and man, you want to talk about kids I want to rescue. These two, they're so cute. Dorit has the cutest damn children, and they came out of Dorit. How does this happen?
They are cute. So you have on. So Dorit's in the back seat for some. She's in the back, like the way back, for reasons that don't totally make sense. And then Jagger and Phoenix are there, and Phoenix is in like more of like a kid seat, and Jagger's whatever. So Jagger's playing a guitar, and he's like, "Are you ready to do this? Rock and roll." And then Phoenix taking after her mother.
That's a pineapple.
Classic Dorit. Boys, I think that's a pineapple.
Lisa Vanderpump turned this guitar into a pineapple.
I went and I saw a concert by The Who, and they were all playing pineapples.
Jagger tried to play a pineapple and it cut up his hand. So I gave it to a very nice lady.
I could see her doing that. I could see her trying to sell her used fruit, her half-eaten fruit, to someone. It's only got a few dents. It's a lovely fruit. It's not working for me and my family.
So she goes over to Kyle's house with the kids, and the kids all hang out together. And Phoenix walks into Portia's room, and she goes, "Those are my girls."
Yeah, Portia's there with her friend, and it's just so weird because now Portia is like turning into a tween, and like her friend has her hair in like little buns and everything, and I don't know. I had a lot of weird emotions. I was like, this is
watching him grow
crazy.
Up.
It's crazy.
So crazy seeing Portia be so old.
I know. I feel like Portia's going to be a mean girl. There, I said it.
I hope not. Come on, Portia. I'm rooting for you, Portia.
We can do it.
I'm rooting for you.
It's okay. You know, the thing is this. We're gay men and we like mean girls, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. At least I'll have someone to sit with at lunch.
It's really a compliment. It's a compliment. Okay, why do you think we watch these shows?
Oh, so Dorit is like, Kyle,
this backyard is a dream, I tell you, Kyle.
And Kyle's like, oh, these fucking dogs.
Get over here, I'll give you a cracker.
Yeah, she's offering crackers to a dog. See, this is why Kyle can never be Lisa Vanderpump. I don't know if dogs love crackers. Do they like crackers? I mean, they like a lot of things.
Of course, dogs like everything. You can give a dog a piece of owl poop, and they'll be like, delicious. They'll roll over, they'll do anything you want.
It is funny the way Kyle really does emulate Lisa. I mean, she really does. All those dogs, the backyard.
Yeah. And then she goes, she's like, come over here. I'll give you a cracker. So the dogs come. And Dorit goes, they're like having children. Like, lady who gave two up. Like,
yeah,
within a couple
exactly. A lot of dogs. A lot of dogs. What's going on here? So the women are all going to be going to see Boy George at the Greek. Because he'll be playing there, and so Dorit and PK invited them all, etc. And then, but did Dorit invite Lisa Vanderpump to the concert? And so Dorit's like, no, I don't want to exclude her, but I also don't want her to be there. I'm like, well, that's kind of excluding her.
She wants some distance. I'm not gonna crowdsource her. I'll tell you that right now.
And then what ends up happening is so fun because without Lisa Vanderpump there, they're going to have to fight with each other. And, you know, it's going to work out great, I think.
Yeah, it's like that part in Survivor when after the merge, when one tribe finally gets rid of their rival tribe and then they have to turn on each other and they're like, oh, fuck, I was not expecting this.
Pretty much. And then Kyle's like, yeah, I feel the same way. It's on her. Yeah. So then we go over to Lisa Vanderpump's, whose new dog, or not new dog, but my new favorite dog of hers, Binky, is just splayed out on the floor in front of that glass front door waiting for her.
Yeah. And Lisa has, now that she's like, has no more friends on the cast, she now has a new friend named Elena. This is like a Russian lady. And she's like showing Elena like the where the kitchen used to be. This used to be my kitchen.
This used to be my childhood spatula.
This used to be the place I would make vegan pasta for Ken.
Vegan bolognese.
So Elena's like, oh, it looks very empty, actually. I'm like, yeah, it's an empty room. That's what happens.
Literally empty, Elena. Thanks for joining the cast.
I know. Okay. Well done. Your power of observation is bowling us over.
If erasing the negativity of the past 3 months cost $300,000, so be it, darling.
I was like, girl, do you know how much pain I have? Get your fucking crew in here. I'm doing this wrong. I've been eating like chips. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've totally been doing this wrong.
Selena's like, we will change the lights, right? And he's like, yes, change it all. Okay, goodbye. And she just like leaves Elena in the kitchen. She's like, I'm going down to Villa Blanca.
She's like, I'm going to promote my restaurant on camera with some newbie who doesn't hate me yet.
So she goes over to Villa Blanca with a pile of gifts wrapped in bright pink paper and drives over to Villa Blanca, and one falls over in the back seat. She's like,
I'm sorry, I manipulated that present into falling over. We get to Villa Blanca, and by the way, also, you have to respect whatever PA had to sit and watch footage of Lisa Vanderpump driving all the way from her house all the way down to Villa Blanca and had to like sit there and watch and see if anything interesting happened. And then they're like, aha, at 22 minutes and 38 seconds, a present fell over a little bit and Lisa looked in the back seat.
They're like, mark it down, Ted.
Putting it in the show. And of course, here we are talking about it. So good job. So
I think that we need to get a union involved in this, because what the fuck is Rocio doing there doing your flowers? Okay, she has enough to do. Leave her alone.
Yeah, please. Rocio is doing flowers at Villa Blanca. I mean, I feel like she's being abused.
She's like, darling, Rocio, nice job with the flowers. Now, please take these gifts. Can you please rewrap them? I'm embarrassed that they're pink.
I'm like, you're embarrassed that they're pink? Everything's pink.
I know. And then Denise shows up too quickly, so she doesn't have time to like change the wrapping paper, as if there's just some like wrapping paper lying around Villa Blanca, by the way.
There probably is.
Probably have some sort of like...
It's the choking hazard sign.
It just lives like around all the menus. They just like wrap all their menus in wrapping paper. So Denise shows up and they sit down and Lisa's like, oh, I'm so embarrassed about the wrapping paper. It's this garish pink. It's very Dorit Kemsley, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, now open them. It's pink porcelain.
I was like, wait a minute. You're just talking about how embarrassed you are about pink, and you're giving her pink things.
She also was so excited for Denise to get this present, and like, I was expecting something amazing, like a one-of-a-kind handbag or some jewelry or a ticket to something or another, and it was just like, I'm sure very expensive, but... it was a pink vase. I'm like,
yeah, pink porcelain vases. She's like, who wouldn't die for a pink porcelain vase?
Who says I'm out of touch? Who says I'm not a hip young something or another? Here, enjoy this pink porcelain vase. And you know that Denise was looking at it like, heh.
Yeah, what is this, a porcelain candle for my husband's huge dick?
Wouldn't even fit in this thing, huh?
And you know Denise is there for serious business, because when she orders a drink, she's like, I like a Casamigos single. And I was like, whoa, a single? Wow.
Yeah. It's a business lunch. Can't go crazy. Lisa, did you say this already when Lisa goes, who can refuse pink porcelain? Question for the ages. That's what I always tell people.
Every little girl's dream.
Some pink When I was little, I would say to Nanny K, please, for Christmas, can I just get some pink porcelain? I just want pink porcelain.
Who the fuck is Nanny K? Get out, Denise! Get out!
How dare you? Look at this locket. Look at it. Who do you think that third person is?
Denise is like, well, she's like, well, there's a lot going down. How are those women? And Denise is like, well, you know, you seem a lot better, but no one's seen much of you, huh? She goes, yes! And that's been my choice. And Denise is like, yeah, but, you know, they still care about you, especially Kyle. You know, she's wearing pink every day. She's driving a car just like yours. She got a swing just like yours in her backyard. She's calling her husband Kenny. You know, come on.
Lisa's like, I don't think so. I don't need more ugliness in my life right now. So so then we like cut back to Dorit and Kyle talking and talking about how that Denise is going to be meeting with Lisa Vanderpump. And Dorit is like, well, I think it's good. I think that Denise will be using kid gloves, PK. And, you know, and Dorit also says that, like, Denise is good for the job because Denise has had similar experience with, or has had experience with similar personalities like Charlie Sheen.
God, what an idiot. Kyle's like,
Even Kyle is like, wait a second.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm the one trying to push this lady out. And even I wouldn't say that. She's like, well, you know.
A winning.
Two and a half Lucy Lucys. And Kyle's like, well, they are both Virgos, and they tend to be me, 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 me. So I guess there are similarities. You know what, Kyle? Shut the fuck up and get something else to talk about, okay? I know you talked about your kid's fucking makeup career for about 5 minutes, but every single scene does not have to revolve around Lisa Vanderpump. If you're going to push her out. Do something else. Let's see how you swim on your own.
Don't talk about me, 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 and then drive a stupid three-wheel go-kart to Sabzi Market, okay? Yeah. Don't do that. And
don't say me, 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 me when you just made your idiot friend drive all the way to Encino, like to showcase your dogs.
We are so angry about nothing. I love it.
I hate Kyle. I hate Kyle. Kyle is
like,
the worst. You know,
I have historically liked Kyle, but I'm mad at her this season because I think she played a role in all this and she's acting like she didn't, and that bothers me.
She's a horrible human being.
So Denise, so back to Denise and Lisa, and you know, Denise is basically like, you know what,
I went through shit, I went through hell, and I had to do live interviews, and everyone was giving me shit, and I could have canceled my interviews, but I didn't, I just didn't do that. And I thought Lisa Vanderpump's response was actually very honest. She's like, I can't explain why I want to retreat, I just do. Maybe it's because I live in a house that's much better than Kyle Richards' fake house.
And then Denise tells us, she's like, you know, I would think that she'd want to explain herself if she didn't do these things. And I'm with Denise on this. I mean, I think that you've had your week reprieve where you get to hide and cry and be a victim, and you deserved it. But come on. Kyle,
mainly, by the way, stand up for yourself. If you're on a TV show, you should stand up for yourself. If it were real life, it's like bye, you're not my friends. But on a TV show, you know, defend yourself a little bit.
Yeah, so Kyle's like, well, no one calls her out in real life because she just surrounds herself with people who don't call her out on her shit. I'm like, really, Kyle? Really? Hi, her name is Faye Resnick. Have you met her? Have you seen the horrible things she does to your house? She never calls you out. You literally pay your best friend to be your best friend. So please stuff it, lady.
Yeah, last time I checked, Glenn never said no to you.
Or a Fatburger. Bless Glenn. I miss that Fatburger truck. I really do.
It'll
be
back.
My favorite thing about Kyle was that she always had Glenn and a Fatburger truck.
I know.
At her
Honestly,
parties.
That almost makes up for all of this. Because if you go to a party that Glenn's put together and there's a Fatburger truck, I'm not mad at it.
I'm into it. That's the only thing I like about Kyle. I like that when my only gift that I've ever used of Kyle is when she's walking away from like the pump opening or whatever and she's eating a hamburger from Hamburger Heaven. Oh, no. That's not what it was. She's walking underneath the Hamburger Heaven sign. So I've used that one. So I'm lying. I've used two. Because the other one is at her white party when she's eating like a Fatburger.
Yeah, she's like sitting on a step being a Fatburger, which is really her most relatable moment. You know, that was what Kyle for the longest time was like. She would fly off the handle and you're like, oh, what a mega bitch. But then there was stuff about her that was like so relatable. And I just feel like, remember she used to do ads for Target? Like, this is what's in my closet, you know? And it just like, in a weird way, like her fire and ice personality, it just, even though there were times where I thought she was so crazy, it just sort of like resonated. And now it's not.
Yeah, she's terrible. So then Denise, she's like, you know, friends say things, they do things. Maybe they screw meth hookers right in front of your kids or whatever. But still, at the end of the day, you've got to respect each other. And Vanderpump's like, a liar! You do not call people a liar if you love and respect them.
Yeah.
And then
she's like, you don't scream at someone and let them go to bed in tears if you love them. I'm like, I guarantee there are hundreds of people who've gone to bed in tears because of stuff that Lisa Vanderpump has said to them. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and obviously you've never dated me.
Obviously she's never met James Kennedy, huh?
So then it comes back to Carl, and Carl's like, she's going to make herself a victim. You know, because every time she's wrong about something, she bolts and can't face people.
Yeah.
But then the stuff that they're showing, they show it's a montage all... of Lisa bolting, but I...
It's all, she's bolting from stuff that Kyle's doing to her. Every single one of those things, well, is like times that Kyle has tried to confront her and kind of like take her down a peg. So it's, she's always bolting. And honestly, like if you have the same friend who's coming at you over and over again, at a certain point you'll be like, you know what, I'm done with her.
Yeah. So Kyle is now, you know, they're the other housewives are trying to take a page out of Vanderpump's book. They're like, if she's just going to act like a victim, we're going to act like the victim, right?
Yeah.
So now everybody's trying to out-victim each other. So Carl's like, that's just what Vanderpump does. I wish he could come back and just figure this out. But, yeah. You know, I guess it's just not as important to her. Whatever.
Like, yeah, and then Dorit's like, you know, I haven't heard anything from Lisa. And, you know, Kyle and Lisa had the argument. Why do I get cut out? I'm like, well, then just call her. Please. Like, let's not, it's not rocket science. If you feel like yeah, you've been cut you out, just call her. Yeah,
you
got cut out
because you told Teddy in front of everyone, Teddy, I believe every single thing that you've told me. So thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and that's also
why,
the other reason
that's
why.
That's why she cut you out, you dope.
Also because your actions got this ball rolling and you were acting like the ultimate victim when actually it's Lucy Applejuice who's the victim.
Yeah. And so then
and
we
also
go
people
over
who believe
to...
in rhyming, the real victims.
Also people who say, guys!
So Lisa's like, well, and so I guess I'm sorry, Denise is trying to get Lisa to go on this RV trip, and Lisa's like, even if she said we were going shopping in Paris with George Clooney, I would pass.
But an RV, no.
And so then she goes, oh Denise, darling, I don't want you to fear that you have to defend me. I'm not defending you.
Why not, darling?
I'm thinking about Aaron's dick right now, to be honest.
So then back at Kyle's, Jagger has to pee, and Kyle's like, just go pee in the trees. And she's like, cool! And then Kyle points out that little boys love to just go pee all around her. Yeah. And then we see a clip of Brandy's kid, and then who else's kid did it?
Teddy's kid.
Yeah.
The universe works in strange ways, huh?
God is trying to tell you something, Kyle. Okay.
So now we go over to Teddy's house at night. It's like concert night. So Erica and Rena show up, and Rena's in full, how are you? How are you? Mode.
Erica Jane, how are you? You are a star. You are performing. I am friends with a superstar.
And Erica's like, yeah, the show is great. You know, I've got a few hours, but then I got to wake up, go to Dallas, do a show in Dallas, and then I got to be ready to go. But I got a few hours for Boy George.
So they're like, Teddy's giving a tour of her house, which actually I love the house. And there's like a mechanical bull down by the pool. And Erica's like, oh, when my great grandmother died at the funeral, we haven't rode a mechanical bull since my great grandmother's funeral. Everyone's like, oh, your great grandmother had a mechanical bull at her funeral? I don't even understand that. I don't even know how to own that. I don't get it.
Erica's like,
I come from some good time people. It was fabulous. Yeah. One of the best nights of my life, actually.
No, you dum-dum. There wasn't a mechanical bull at the funeral. It was at the bar they went to after the funeral. I don't give a fuck.
So then Kyle comes over and Camille comes over. And Camille is now in full-on Camille mode.
Which I love.
And I'm guessing she's going to stay like this the rest of the season. I have not seen this Camille since season one.
I know. It's so welcome in my mind.
Yes. And she's like, I love Lisa Rinna, but she was extremely unfair dinner. And she does that thing where she shakes her head because like her eyes don't really move anymore, so she just shakes her head when she's really mad.
It's like that former like club MTV like impulse to just sort of like undulate your entire body when you're excited.
Extremely upsetting.
And then she goes, but life is way too short to hold grudges, which I definitely don't do about anyone. Anyway, did I tell you about what Kelsey did the other day?
Have I mentioned that dress I'm making Kyle wear at my wedding? Ha.
So then we cut to Cruz, who's crying all over the floor because he doesn't want his parents to leave, or he doesn't want his mom to leave. And Teddy goes, yeah, Cruz is able to tell anytime I even start to get ready to leave. I'm like, yeah, because all your friends are over and you're going, hey, you guys excited to go to that concert?
And you're wearing a jacket.
You're dangling your car keys around, okay?
Yeah. So they finally do leave and they make it to the Greek theater. And then we see PK. He's like, baby, baby.
Bye.
Baby.
Hi, babe. I've been looking for you, babe. Babe. Babe.
Talk to Kenny.
I'll tell you about it later. She's like, you can't tell me something important like that and then say I'll talk to you about it later, Picky.
He says, well, basically, I said, don't confuse Teddy Mellencamp or Kyle and with Dorit and myself. Dorit hasn't done anything wrong except not follow the rules of a very simple dog contract. And started a whole controversy around your place. I'm turning him into Australian. I apologize. I apologize to everyone.
Now let's see if us two old gits can't get together and sort this all out. Kenny! And you hear Ken on the phone. He's like, Lisa has had it with these women. It is no longer time for these women. For English, press 2. For Spanish, I don't even know Spanish. I don't even bother pressing anything in there. That's all I've said, dog.
Yeah, and that's when PK said what I just said he said.
And Pika's like, well, he said he'll call us back. And Dorit's like, that's all you couldn't tell me? He's like, there's more, but I'll tell you later. I'm like, oh, geez, Pika.
Yeah, seriously. Ooh, big creak for my chair. Sorry about that.
A big one.
That was, well, you know what? Because I saw an ant, and I leaned back to be like, is there any, like, crumbs around here? Why is there an ant in this room? This is, like, not a food room. And then it caused a shit in my door.
On the party bus, Ren is like, Erica, tell us about your show. You're a mini star. And so Erica's like, well, our show was sold out. And Ren goes, awesome.
I wrote that down also. Could someone press reset on me? Awesome. So Teddy's like,
laugh so hard. I watched it like 3 times.
Awesome.
Says, hi, I'm Teddy. I'm gonna say this now, and then we don't have to talk about it for the rest of the night, except we probably will. But I did send a text to Lisa Vanderpump to invite her to tonight, and Renee just goes, wah, wah, wah. It's full of all sorts of noises tonight.
And Teddy's like, let me read the text to you. It says, hi, I hope you're well. We have an issue we can't see eye to eye on. I hold no ill towards you, and we can coexist in this group. Even though you said you have no interest in coexisting in me, I'm going to stop at Dairy Queen and grab a blizzard right now, and I hope it doesn't tell me something horrible that you've said about to read. Thanks, bye. I'm Teddy.
So Camille's like, oh, you know, I'm disappointed she didn't show up at the shower.
Disappointed?
Yeah,
yeah, very, very disappointed. That was really upsetting. She
should come to the shower.
Show some support.
Show some support, and so upsetting.
So and Kyle's like, well, if you're so sad about it, then why didn't you say that you knew that she was invited? And Camille's like, well, I mean, I just said I didn't know she was invited. She goes, yeah, that's the point. You did know that she was invited. She goes, oh, you know what? You're right about that. Call me out on that shit. Just go ahead. Call me out on it.
Yeah, it's like, Camille, they just did. They just did. So so now the women are backstage, and they're like in the green room, and Teddy's making drinks, and Kyle's like, Teddy, you're not bartending at Tom Tom. And Teddy goes, I just spit up a carrot. Hi, I'm Teddy.
But your fucking brother is. Let's not forget that.
Or he's not working there anymore.
No, he didn't get a spot on the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls, Teddy's pouring him drinks. She's like, yeah, you know, I'm like totally used to this. So then Teddy asks Erica, she's like, so Erica, do you like get a character for your show? And Erica's like, of course I do. Let me explain it to you, honey. You're in costume and you're in makeup and so it's amplified. It's a stage.
Yeah.
Teddy's like, do you make eye contact with anybody? She's, oh yeah, you gotta look out there, especially the ones that know all the lyrics to the song. You look them right in the eye and you pat your puss right in the face.
All those tricky lyrics, like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. So Kyle's like, Erica, like, do you have a backstage like this? And then we see a flashback to Erica with her crew and just Mikey going, dance it! Dance it! Get rid of this robe!
Yeah, they're like in a men's room while two dudes are fucking in a stall.
By the way, yeah, totally like this. Just like it.
Also, not that different from our green rooms where we go.
Where there have basically been two guys fucking stalls in the men's room. I mean, you know, we live it. We know.
Yeah. Actually, I think my favorite green room of all time was in Detroit when there was a rat in the walls and we just sat there listening to the rat gnawing at something. We're like, where is it? That was the best.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, oh my God, I would be so nervous. You know, I'd like to think if I was on stage, I would just sit there and talk to everybody. So this begins Kyle's fantasy of being on stage, right? So then Boy George comes in. He's like, hello, girls.
Yeah. Hello, girls. So, yeah, PK, George, Boy George, and Dorit are there. And we learned that Gladys Knight's going to be coming up on stage and Billy Idol, too. And they're like, they're like losing their shit, which is kind of funny. I mean, Gladys, I mean, they're, you know, they're stars. So. Yeah. Especially Gladys Knight. I would lose my shit a little bit more over Gladys Knight than Billy Idol, to be honest.
Well, Billy Idol's not performing. He's just there to watch, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Boy is like, well, let's see here. Who's missing? You know, he comes in all messy as usual to do some PK dirty work.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't get to see it that much on the show, the Twitter, he'll go off. He'll go off on a bitch on Twitter. Hmm. So he's like, who's missing? There's Denise, who I haven't met yet. Where's she? And Dorit goes, family night. He's like, bitch. All right, who else? And Kyle's like, Lisa Vanderpump, have you talked to her, by the way? He's like, I am so upset. She's not at my gig. So rude. Rude. And they all just stare at him. And then he's like, even though I didn't invite her because you're having a row with her.
Yeah, and then they all laugh. And so then Rinna's like, Rinna's like, she's like, this is PK's big night. And isn't PK Lisa's best friend? Because she's basically saying that, like, Lisa should be there and that, like, since Lisa's acting like a baby, she should be there. And I'm like, actually, PK is not Lisa's best friend. That would be Martin! Martin! Where is Martin? Where did Martin go?
Martin? I don't know. Old Fartin' Martin.
I know. Kim Richards' future husband.
Yeah, Rinna's like, if she really cared about her friends. Oh, Rinna, be quiet. So then we hear what Lisa's doing, and it's like, bam, 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 bam. Oh, darling, yes. You like that, darling, don't you? Yeah, you like it. What would I do without you? And then we see that she's brushing her dog's face.
I hated this. You know why I hated this?
Because I loved it.
Here's why I hated it. Because we knew she's going to be doing something with the dog or the horses or
well, thank Hank God. What, well, would you want her riding Ken?
But we knew it, but it went on for so long. And it's like, I don't want to hear Lisa's sexy noises. Like, it's going on and on. We know what the payoff's going to be. Can we just get to it? Like, this is going on way too long and it's unpleasant.
So then Dorit tells the girls back in the dressing room. She's like, Piquet spoke to Ken today. And he says, listen here, you old git. I'm not into getting the round and the round and round and. And Kyle's like, well, fine. If PK can talk to Ken, it'll be better for all of us, you know?
Yeah. And then Billy Idol and China Chow show up, which is sort of like a Bravo callback because China Chow used to host Work of Art.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering who she was.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who she was. And I, of course, remember her from the terrible 1999 movie or 98 movie, The Big Hit, starring Mark Wahlberg, and China Chow got abducted. And I watched that movie because I was a film critic at the college newspaper, and I was assigned to watch The Big Hit, and it was awful.
I didn't recognize who she was at all, but I thought, well, I don't think she's famous, but she definitely thinks she's famous.
Yeah.
Because she's like, hello, it's me, China Chow.
Honestly, I thought she was refreshing. Girl. She came in with that beautiful, I don't know, it was dress, robe, kimono. I don't know what it was, but she just walked in and I was like, you know what? I could use some China Chow right now.
Billy Idol looked like the star of Up.
He sings PK's favorite song, Money Money. What PK needs the most.
Money Money. So Billy Idol's like, hello. No, actually, I wrote Yolanda without makeup. I was in an evil mood while I watched this scene. What can I say?
Eyes without a face.
So China Chow's like, so Billy, have you seen Culture Club before? And Billy's like, ah.
And Kyle goes, have you even heard of him?
He's like, I don't know where I am right now, actually.
And then guess what Rinna says? It's so unlike Rinna. She goes, Billy Idol and Boy George in the same room? Come on! Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? God, Rinna is just like having a fit all over herself. Oh,
yeah, exactly. So meanwhile, over in Malibu, Denise and Aaron are having, they're having like kids' night. They're just having dinner with Lola and everything, etc. And Aaron, again, in softcore porn voice, is like, God, I love it here. I'm like, okay, are we about to go segue into a sex scene? Because that's what it sounds like.
Kind of. But no, we talk about how Charlie has... Denise read in the tabloids that Charlie was filing to get his child support lowered. Uh-huh. And she found out that it's true.
Yeah.
She had to find out through the tabloids, of course. And then she tells us, she's like, yeah, the idiot lost everything, so he wants to lower the payment. Oh, jeez. Idiot losing all his goddamn money. You know, we didn't have a prenup. I could have taken half of his goddamn penis-loving money, and I didn't take it. And, you know, I should have taken some of that goddamn money, because I ought to put some of that fucking money away for that goddamn asshole.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? I could have taken half, but I didn't, because I ain't a greedy fucking whore. That's what I gotta say. Smile. And while she's talking about this, they're sitting with their dog on, like, the couch or something, and I thought it was so funny. You know, Aaron, he's got these, like, big old arms, and he just, like, takes his hand and just plops it right down on the dog's head, and his fingers are, like, right in the dog's eyes. I don't know if you noticed it. He was, like, basically using the dog as an armrest, which I think we do with all our pets, but the way his hand just, like, flopped down on this dog's head with his fingers in the dog's eyes, you just know the dog was like, excuse me, your fingers are in my eyes. Woof.
So he's like, we'll work through it, honey. So then we go back to the Greek, and PK is walking the girls to their seats and stuff, and Rinna's like, whoa, hi, hello, hi, how great how is are this? This is amazing. Yo, how are you, seat?
How are you, seat? Good night, moon. Good night, moon. Good night, stars. Good night, trees. Good night. I don't know the rest of it. It all works, though.
And so Teresa's like, guys, look at us in our box seats. And Erica's like,
hey, Dorit, it's me, Erica. Now, you remember that I gotta leave early, right? Because I gotta get to the airplane for the show, performing.
It's like, yes, Erica, we fucking know. My God, you've told her 20 times.
I know. So then I'll Tumble For You starts playing, and there's like, I love I'll Tumble For You. It's such a fun song, but it was sort of like a sad, like, adult, contemporary, like, it was just like, I just didn't like the arrangement. So, which...
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it was definitely like a Dinner Cruise arrangement.
It was a Dinner Cruise version. I'm like, Boy George, you're Boy George. You can, this is not right. But then it doesn't matter, because Rinna was like, it was like a chance for all the women to do their crazy dancing. Rinna was doing her like, her hip thing that she does, you know, like side to side. And then Camille was doing her Club MTV / Night at the Palms Casino dance, where she like whips her head around and her boobs, etc.
And Kyle was doing her squat dance.
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't do the splits in the Greek. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Someone probably stopped her. They're like, man, we do not have the insurance for what you would catch on the floor of the Greek.
Yeah. Okay. And then Gladys Knight comes on the stage, and Kyle's like, look at me, goosebumps. I'm like, you don't even know who Gladys Knight is, Kyle. If you're meaning to tell me that Kyle Richards knows who Gladys Knight is, please.
So everybody is going crazy, and Boy George has to read the lyrics, by the way, with Gladys Knight. I was like, thanks for putting in the effort, boy.
Well, PK probably changed the song at the last second. Boy George was like, damn him. So wasn't the whole thing, by the way, you know, one thing we have not mentioned now that we have a Game of Thrones podcast, wasn't the whole thing that, like, PK and Boy would watch Game of Thrones and kick Dorit out of the bedroom while they watched it?
Oh, is that what they were watching?
That just flashed back to me. I don't know. Non-essential detail. I could be confabulating.
Well, they're singing the song, and he's reading the lyrics, you know, off the page, and the lyrics are, the truth is a runaway train, the truth is a runaway train, and Kyle goes, what does that mean, the truth is a runaway train? Which is so typical. Of course she doesn't know what that means. And yeah. Rinna's like, oh, I'll explain it to you.
I'll explain that very simple and obvious metaphor to you afterwards. I mean, honestly, Kyle, honestly, it's like, just like, try to think of what a train is and what a runaway train is, and then how that could be truth. Just try.
Make an effort, Kyle. So then Camille tells Rinna, she's like, Lisa Rinna, everyone's getting along so well. And Rinna goes, when's the shoe gonna drop, Camille? When is the shoe gonna drop, Camille?
At which point a shoe physically falls off of Dorit's foot. Guys! So then...
Camille's like, ow, she's bullying me.
So then Erica leaves, and then a choir comes out on stage. It's like, at this point, they clearly don't have a lot for this episode, so it's basically like a concert episode now. It's like, now we're watching live concert footage. It's like...
Yeah.
So now this choir comes on, and Boy George starts singing a new song, and he's like, there's a train at the station that's ready to leave. I'm like, it's just like, it's tonight's the night of like all train songs. And Kyle is just so confused. Wait, a train trying to leave? What does that mean?
Does he have a song about a mini go-kart that costs $40,000?
Does the train go to the Sabzi market?
Where does the train put its groceries?
She's just very, very confused.
And I like when PK's like, girls, you have to see this moment. This moment is beyond. And it's a choir. Like, wow, it's crazy. I've never seen this.
Part of me wonders if Bravo did not get the rights for Midnight Train. And so, therefore, they had to, like, sing other train songs to sort of connote the fact that Midnight Train to Georgia was performed at that concert.
Yeah, it's like, she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes, when she comes.
The actual band Train comes out. Just to sing songs.
And Kyle's like, I feel so lucky being here. What an amazing night. There's been so much negativity lately, and it's nice that we can finally just laugh and have fun together. Like, yeah.
So they go backstage afterwards, and George is just hanging out in the dressing room. And they all come in, and Kyle starts asking questions. She's like, do you ever feel vulnerable? Like, I would be scared someone would want to do something to me. And did you just imagine George staring at her like, I once changed an escort to a radiator? I'm not going to get scared.
Yeah, who do you think should be scared in this situation?
I'm good.
You really want to hurt me? Ha, ha, ha! Because it's a lyric of one of his songs. And PK is like, nobody thinks that, Kyle. All right? You could have issues. Please, you can't even get on with your best friends. You could have issues. And she's like, PK! And Dorit's like, PK! And he's like, it's a joke.
And she's like, PK, you're the exact same fucking position. And PK's like, it's an English joke, not an American joke. I'm sorry you don't understand English jokes.
It's like, I hate to burst your bubble, but Lisa isn't speaking to you either. And he's like, well, Kenny is. We spoke for an hour, so whatever.
And he told me I can call him Kenny now. So there. You know, normally I would
Kenny,
be...
I've never heard that before.
Never. Normally, I would actually be sort of like on Kyle's side. Like, it was sort of a dick joke, and it's like, PK, you guys are all in the same boat. But then again, Kyle doesn't understand the truth is a runaway train, so I kind of get it if she doesn't understand the joke.
PK is wrong. PK is a total asshole, but I mean, it's Kyle, so I like it.
I'm so,
like,
by the way,
stand up to Kyle. It may as well be Dorit's idiot husband.
And by the way, theory time for Ben. The way that PK is acting about this whole thing, where he's like really eager to talk to Ken and Lisa, and the way that he's sort of like snapping at Kyle is almost like he's trying to separate, and what he said on the phone, he's separating himself and Dorit from Kyle and the rest of the pack, because it's almost like he wants to get back in with them. And it actually makes me think that maybe that PK and Dorit were not the ones who planted the story, because I think at that point, PK was starting to want to, like it had gotten out of hand, and he's like, oh shit, like I need to get back in the good graces.
Yeah, Kyle even says that later. She's like, oh, so now you're giving me a jab and trying to get back in Lisa and Ken's good graces? Is that what's happening here?
Although,
which
I mean,
is totally an accurate read.
I mean, an argument could be made that the article was leaked in order to make Dorit look even more like the victim, and then he didn't realize that they would... Actually, wait. It could be that they didn't expect to be iced out. Either way, whatever it is, they're mad at Kyle because Kyle caused them to be iced out, and that was never part of the plan, whether they leaked it or not. And that's where this anger is really coming from, because Kyle fucked it all up for them.
As usual.
My theory is very not well constructed today, and I apologize.
I think it's a bunch of assholes who, you know, the tides are turning on them, so now they're all trying to blame each other. And get each other in trouble. And then Kyle's like, whatever, I've been defending you, which is also bullshit. because as we'll get to later when she's fighting with Dorit. But right. That's also bullshit. So Kyle's like, the whole reason I got into this was speaking up on your wife's behalf. Yeah, like you haven't had an axe to grind for the past 9 years, Kyle. Okay.
Yeah.
We've seen you do it every other season.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like a martyr moment, which feels not quite
she's
earned.
Using Dorit's situation to get back at Vanderpump. Like, what the fuck business is this of Kyle's? And Kyle's also the one who's brought it up in every damn scene this entire season. Mm-hmm. The dog, making dog jokes, trying to get everybody talking about the dog. So please give me a break, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
then Dorit's like, Pecan Boar and even Lisa Vanderpumples, they have a way of joking. And I know it can sound hurtful, but it's just, wait for it, everybody, English humor!
So the girls are leaving, and Camille's like, that was a nasty comment. And they're like, yeah, it really was. PK and his joke. She's like, no, I was talking about Lisa Rinna from last week. What a nasty comment.
And you've been defending her the whole time. God, it would be nice if someone defended me against Lisa Rinna.
And then, meanwhile, back in the green room, Dorit's like, PK, you don't know these women, so you can't say these jokes, PK. And he's like, I don't need to know them. I made a joke. I'm like, actually, when you make a joke, you really do need to know your audience. So that's
and
why your jokes never work.
You've got Teddy pulling an exact same thing, pulling the Teddy move that she's always pulling. She's like, that was on purpose. He said that on purpose. You know, Teddy's getting all riled up on something
yeah.
that's out of her fucking business.
And then she's like, whatever conversation he had with Ken got him to a place where this is how he's acting now. So maybe making it sound like Lisa and Ken
yeah,
have
they've
turned.
Manipulated another.
Another, right. The masterminds. I'm like, no, it's that he is like, Lisa and Ken are kind of like the meal ticket or something. They're like the cool friends. And PK totally lost the connection with the cool friends. And now he's pissed and he's trying to get back in.
Well, also, Dorit's one of the least popular housewives. I mean, arguably the least on this show. PK owes millions of dollars to people and is about to get his life ruined, and he kind of needs a job at the moment, so mm-hmm. he kind of looked his gift horse in the mouth. Okay,
yeah exactly. So yeah, PK keeps saying it was a joke, baby, it was a joke. So
Dorit's... she was an asshole, but I don't care because I hate Kyle. Yeah. So then outside, Kyle is still fuming and she's like, this whole situation, PK and Lisa now PK's kissing Lisa's ass. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with your wife, too.
Yeah. And Rinna's also mad now. Rinna and Teddy have worked themselves into an anger over nothing, basically. Rinna's like, PK loves to stir the shit. And I say that because I love to stir the shit. I love it so much. How are you, shit? I'm going to stir you from one shit stir to another. I can call out another shit stir.
And then Rinna's like, I totally get it, Kyle. I totally get it. And Camille's like, yeah, it cuts deep. And Kyle goes, you know what? This is all based on you and your wife giving up your dog. Like, she starts getting nasty because Kyle will throw your ass right under the bus.
Yeah.
When she feels the need to. But then Rinna's like, she's here. She's here.
Yeah. So Dorit comes out to defend PK. She's like, he didn't mean it that way. It was English humor. Have you ever heard of English humor before?
It's like, I get where you're coming from, Kyle. Was it stupid? Yes. Was it idiotic? Yes. Does it have rosacea? Yes. Does it limp sometimes because it falls asleep on its own knee? Yes. Does it go to bed with Cheetos dust on its shirt? Yes. Like, get to the point, Dorit.
Yeah. And then Teddy's sitting there, he's like, she's like, you know, the hard part is that, like, he then says we're good, and then, like, me and Ken are good. And it's like, you know what? That doesn't matter, okay? I'm not talking about that right now. Teddy!
Yeah, love when Teddy's like making it. Teddy's mad that he's aligned again with the Vanderpumps. Like, she's such a transparent asshole at this point. And Dorit's like, it doesn't matter, Teddy. And Kyle's like, but that's the heart of the situation. She goes, let me have a conversation with Kyle. But you soon.
When Dorit loses her shit on Teddy, it is so funny. She just gets, because Dorit spends so much of her time kissing everyone else's ass. So then when she just like lets out her true frustrations on, and she always lets them all out on Teddy, it is so hilarious because Teddy's like, hi, I'm Teddy. And she's just like, she just always unloads right on Teddy.
Shut up, Teddy. Teddy.
No, but Teddy's one of those people that's just like mad about everything all the time. Now she's
well,
like,
she had
the way
hair
she
dye.
Just talked to me was so inappropriate. It's like, Teddy, this isn't about you. Stay out of this. Like, I feel like Dorit, and I don't like sympathizing with Dorit. But I'm like, shut up, just shut up.
I know. Why are you yelling at me? I'm like trying to tell you what we all percepted and what happened. And then Dorit just, well, I'm happy for you. which is
but
great.
Kyle is my friend. And she's like, I'm sure it was very annoying that I made a good point. I know.
Teddy, shut Teddy, up. Stop. How many times do you need read to be told to shut the fuck up, Teddy?
Read the room. See, you know what? Dorit being persnickety and Kyle starting to yell, I love that. That's my favorite side of their personalities. I want more of that.
God. And Teddy's like, okay, you can go ahead now. Like, thanks for your permission, Teddy. So yeah. Dorit's like, thank you. And then Camille's like, you know, me and Dorit have our problems, but I'm going to side with her on this one. Teddy and her big mouth. No at all, Teddy. It's not the right time to insert yourself into that conversation. Period. And then she does this weird,
flings herself at the camera.
She flings her arms out and like flings towards the camera.
It's like, did you just get rear-ended in this interview? Like, what is happening to you, Camille? Oh, I spilled my culotta. So Kyle again now is like, she's like elevating herself up to like full sainthood. She's like, my whole fight has been protecting about you two. I've been trying to protect the two of you. I'm like, why did you come on,
such
Kyle?
A lie. She's so full of shit. You started this shit so you could. Oh my god.
And Dorit calls her out.
Yeah, Dorit's like, no, your fight is about your own problems. It's like, no, if I wasn't friends with you, I would have stood up for her no matter what. But I had to be honest.
Well, because she goes, actually, specifically, well, it's pretty much what you just said. But Kyle is like, if it were just about Lisa and me, I would have defended her blindly like she wants me to. Which is such a loaded thing to say. It's still like, in Kyle's defense of herself and even of Lisa, she's totally putting Lisa down and asserting that Lisa's the manipulator. I still think Kyle's behind all this.
Well, I think Kyle's behind it all, but I think that she tries to do a Vanderpump thing where she makes everyone else do the dirty work. I mean, she had to do a lot of the bringing it up to get everybody else to do it. Like, she had to give Rinna her cues for sure, where she's like, Rinna, what about the dog? And Rinna's like, what are you talking about? The dog. What? What dog? The dog, Rinna. You know, I think she's trying to manipulate it kind of in that way, but who knows at this point. So anyway, to this fight, Teddy's like, Teddy's telling us it's really weird watching Dorit and Kyle fight about who's better friends with Lisa. Like, it's beyond. This whole thing is beyond. I'm like, really, Teddy? Because this whole thing centers around you texting some 22-year-old obsessively about shit that was none of your business in the first place that you decided to, like, turn into a big fight on national television.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Rinna's like, you know what? I'm sick of British humor. I should stop being friends with British people. That's British humor. You know what? I wish I could hide behind British humor. No, I'm just an asshole with iconic hair and big lips. I'd love that she elevated her hair to iconic. She's like, I've declared it. Yeah. My hair is iconic. That was the funniest thing.
Yeah, and
thing
I don't know,
said.
You know, when she's saying it's British humor, I don't know how she's really tried to make what she's saying British humor ever. Like, she says, like, were people doing coke in your bathroom? That's not really humorous or a joke. You know what I mean?
But it sure now, was fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird comparison. So, yeah. But she has always hated that.
Thank
and
you for
you know
defending
what?
British humor, though.
Well, when people, it needed to be done.
Yeah.
Needed to be
that
said,
was some
guys.
That was some English humor for you, Ronnie.
Yeah, I'm here to fight for the real problems in America.
I think English humor is getting a bad rap. Okay, PK is not an ambassador for English humor. He is like every time he gets into trouble, it's like it's English humor, babe. English humor. It's like no, your joke about the panties, not English humor. Your joke right now about Kyle, that was a passive aggressive dig. Even though I'm anti Kyle, that was a passive aggressive dig. That's not English humor.
So Rinna's like, you know what, guys? We gotta go. I've just filmed a whole scene on a park bench. I'm not here for this. I mean, I've been in portrait mode on an iPhone for this entire scene. So,
so Teddy goes up to Dorit. She's like, you know what? When you get mad, I don't want you snapping at me. She's like, all right. Well, then I don't want you jumping down my throat, Teddy. Teddy Bear, as I should call you. Okay?
Rinna's like, you did snap, Dorit. You did snap, okay? And Dorit's like, maybe it's because I'm sick of her doing it to me, constantly chiming in and having a go at me. I'm sorry about being aggressive. And Rinna's like, good, good, good.
Yeah, I can just imagine Rinna as like having her own daytime court show. She's like, all right, plaintiff, say what your issue is. Well, she was supposed to pay me rent, and she never did. Good, get it out. Good, say it. Say it. Let it out. I love this.
So then Kyle just tells Dorit, she's like, okay, I'm pissed, but like I was offended in the moment, but I'm not going to, you know, make this Erica's vagina for 2 years. Okay. Like, nice. I'll let it go. And then Kyle tells us, she's like, well, I carry it forever. No, but right now I'm pissed off. Fuck you, PK. Sorry. It's British humor. I'm like, oh, good. Once again, Kyle not being able to carry it off.
I cannot believe how impassioned we became over what was actually a fairly dull episode of like watching some women go to a concert at the Greek, a nostalgia concert. And then at the end, they had like a miscommunication. But we are so fired up.
I am fired up because now I'm even mad at Lisa Vanderpump. I'm like, come on.
I'm mad at everyone. I'm mad at everyone except for Denise. And honestly, I could probably get mad at her if you say the right thing.
Oh, God. This show's always fun to talk about. It's the most ridiculous Housewives.
Yeah. People are wondering.
All of them.
That's the thing. And like, no one wants to admit that they're sucked into this petty drama. Everyone's like, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of this. You know, because there was discussion that Beverly Hills ratings are like through the roof. Everyone's like, why is it through the roof? It's like the stupidest storyline, you know. It's like the dog, who cares about the dog? Because even though it's a stupid storyline, there's a fucking big feud. I'm mad. There's a big feud going on right now, and we all want to take sides, and whenever that happens, huge ratings. So that's why we're all involved.
Yeah, I'm invested as usual. Okay, everybody, thanks so much for being here. Go get our live show tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. That is also where you'll find links to our Straight to the Rosé and Rosé All Day t-shirts for the summer. And, we are going to move our Crappens on Demand videos to our regular Patreon. So just go over to Patreon if you want to see us do a couple of video recaps every week. Yeah. And I think that's it, right, Mian?
Yeah, tomorrow we are back with the most beautiful jewel in the Bravo crown, Real Housewives of New York.
Well, okay, everybody, we will see you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.